Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Detective First Lieutenant Dan Peckrell with the Michigan State Police. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Wanted to get a hold of you. Michigan State Police has taken over investigating the case of a woman shot and killed at a Lansing bank branch this afternoon. So wanted to catch up at this hour on what we know to date. Would you mind giving myself and my listeners a little bit of the backstory?
Well, around 3:30 this morning, an alarm went off at the Bank of America, 3215 South Martin Luther King Boulevard in the city of Lansing. Lansing police officers responded. Three officers entered the bank after finding it had been a forced entry into the bank. Those officers, while they were clearing the building, encountered a female who was armed with a knife. The female lunged towards one of the officers while brandishing the knife, and that officer discharged his duty weapon, striking the female and killing her.
Was she dead at the scene, sir?
Yes.
What have your investigation shown so far? Was there forced entry?
Yes, there was forced entry into the building. Yes.
So what is the belief? And I realize we're day one and just into the investigation that she had broken in. Were things askew inside the building? Did it look like she was in there to rob, or we're still taking a look at all of that?
Well, the assumption is that the person broke into the building for some type of gain, financial gain. But again, we haven't been able to verify that, what her motive was for being in the building. So,
did she have any connection to the bank? Do we know at this point?
There is no known connection to the bank.
Okay, it was around 3:30 this morning. So, an alarm. The officers responded just because of an alarm that went off inside the bank, just from the entry or from trying to get into a vault or a drawer or anything?
I don't want to elaborate on the alarm system within the bank itself, but, due to the activity in the bank, the alarm was activated.
And you say she lunged towards the officers, the three officers. They were all Lansing Police Department officers?
Correct.
Okay, and she lunged toward them with a knife that she had on her at that point and was unfortunately was shot at that point. The officer, what happens routinely with an investigation like this once a weapon is discharged or someone has been killed?
The officer normally goes on paid administrative leave, which is the case in this instance, and that leave usually extends for a duration of time. Usually we try to get the investigation completed and to the prosecutor's office for review so the prosecutor can review the investigation and the officer's actions, who was involved, when it's a case of the officer being cleared, they can then come back to duty.
And is the reason that Michigan State Police has taken over this case to clear the Lansing Police Department of investigating its own?
Right, that's pretty common practice.
Oh, certainly. I just wanted to make sure that was why you had taken over. Was the woman, as far as you know, was she alone in this, or is there any evidence of there being anybody helping her?
We don't have any evidence of a co-conspirator or anything to that effect, although that is something we're certainly going to be following up on.
Okay. What about bank robberies in general? I mean, you know, we've heard lately of some in the area, certainly. Are you seeing an increase in bank robberies?
I don't have any statistics on hand. I think with my speculation is with the financial climate, it wouldn't surprise me if bank robberies have gone up. But I don't have any statistics on hand to support that.
Where's the crime scene investigation at this point in time this evening at the bank?
The bank itself has been turned back over to those people responsible for the bank. We are done at that scene, and our investigation continues outside of the actual scene itself.
Okay, and the officer hasn't been named yet. That's also typical, isn't it, at this point in time?
Correct.
Okay, and what happens with the case from here, sir, when your investigation is complete?
Well, when we can complete our investigation, it'll go to the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office for their review.
Okay. The bank was closed today, obviously. You said it's been turned back over to them. Have you heard from them whether that particular branch would be closed tomorrow or for a period of time?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard from them what their plans are.
Okay. Well, very good. Lieutenant, I appreciate your time this evening and just kind of catching us up on where certainly it's been a story people have been talking about today. So I appreciate your assistance.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yep. We've been speaking with Detective First Lieutenant Dan Peckrell with the Michigan State Police. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.